Hi, I'm Abby Hall, and today I'm going to be talking to you about the unintended consequences of media. Specifically, we're going to look at how media informs political attitudes and feelings toward other ethnic and social groups. In some of the other videos, we've seen the benefits of media, and we've seen that media can be very good in many cases. Things like radio, television, newspaper, and movies provide people with information. We've seen in some cases that newspaper circulation has led to more government responsiveness in times of crisis. We saw in India, increased access to television may have positive impacts and decrease violence against women. Media can also provide incentives for elected officials. The media may be a way to check government activity and hold elected officials accountable for their actions. But as economists, it's important that we examine multiple sides of an issue. Right now, we seem to have a pretty rosy picture of media. But is media always so good? Let's examine this question. To do this, we're going to look at a recent study from 2011, which examined media's impact in Croatia. In particular, researchers examined how access to Serbian radio influences political attitudes and racial tensions in Croatia. Here you can see the country of Croatia highlighted in yellow. Croatia and Serbia have a long history of conflict, and there have been significant clashes since the breakup of Yugoslavia starting in 1990. Now, without going into too many details about the conflict, just know that it's been marked with ongoing violence, and it's been fairly significant for a long period of time. So now you may be asking what the media has to do with this. Well, researchers were interested to know how access to Serbian radio along the Serbian-Croatian border impacted nationalism and violence. Now, in case you're curious exactly where this is on the map, is this border area right in here. So now let's take a look and see what they did. Now, to do this, researchers relied on a few different methods. First, they conducted surveys in villages along the Serbian-Croatian border to determine whether or not Croatians had access to and whether or not they listened to Serbian radio. If they listened, they wanted to find out how often. Then they took this information and compared it to voting patterns in the region to see if there was any relationship. Secondly, researchers set up laboratory experiments involving Croatian college students. They divided the students into groups, exposed them to different types of radio, mixes of talk radio and music. Now, some of these mixes contained a lot of talk radio with some Serbian nationalist rhetoric, while some contained none at all. Now, after they allowed the students to listen to these different mixes, they asked students questions regarding how they felt about Serbians, Bosnians, and other ethnic groups, as well as how willing they would be to work with people from these different ethnic groups. Lastly, researchers went around to different Croatian villages and they examined the amount of anti-ethnic, particularly anti-Serbian, graffiti and compared this with access to Serbian radio. So what did researchers find? First, they found that Croats who listened to Serbian radio were more likely to vote for extreme political parties and were more nationalistic than regions that had less access to Serbian radio. When they examined the data from their lab experiments, they found that students who had been exposed to Serbian national radio were more likely to express feelings of animosity towards Serbians, and they were much less willing to work with them. Lastly, when looking at their data from graffiti, they found that areas with more Serbian radio access had more anti-ethnic graffiti. So now, why would Serbian radio have this effect? Well, they hypothesize that when Croatians hear the Serbian radio, they feel more drawn to their own country, that hearing the nationalist rhetoric may bring up memories of the war, of the breakup of Yugoslavia, and tend to bring up very negative feelings, and that this may push people towards feeling of discontent and agitation, and may make people feel more inclined to only work with people who are like them, and may push them toward voting for more polarized political parties. So what does all of this mean? First of all, I'd like to stress that more research is definitely needed on this topic. While the study of Croatia and Serbian radio is interesting, the study was very small, and it was far from perfect. But this kind of idea opens up many opportunities for further study. For example, it would be really interesting to see how media may impact voting and attitudes in countries and areas with a history of violent conflict, specifically like India and Pakistan or Israel and the Palestinian territories. So while we can't draw any definitive conclusions from this study, we can say that media may play into people's attitudes and can influence people's political preferences. This may lead to heightened tensions and could result in more ethnic conflict. If you would like more information about the Serbian-Croatian conflict, simply type the search phrase into Google, and you'll probably get all the information that you could want. There's a lot that's been written on this. The specific study that I examined in this paper was written by Delvinia and others, and is titled Unintended Media Effects in the Conflict Environment, Serbian Radio and Croatian Nationalism, and is available at the link provided.